And he gathered these men. These would have been high-ranking officials who were given the responsibility to collect taxes and to turn what they had collected into the monarch. They had been given a piece of the responsibility for the income of the king from the kingdom. And when it was time for the accounts to be settled, there was one, according to verse 24, who owed him 10,000 talents. That is a massive amount of money. Massive amount of money. Should have been able to give him what he owed him, but he didn't have any money at all to repay, verse 25 says. So he had taken all the money, he had collected it ostensibly, and then he had spent it on himself. And the Lord commanded him to be sold along with his wife and children and all that he had, and repayment to be made. The king said, sell them all into slavery and I'll get what I can. I can't get what I'm owed, but I'll get what I can out of them. Well, the man falls down on the ground, says, have patience with me and I'll repay you everything. He is frightened. He is uncovered. He is exposed. You just give me an opportunity and I'll pay it all back. Verse 27, the Lord of that slave felt compassion, released him, forgave him the debt. It's just really a stunning story. There was usually a surprise element in the prolonged stories that Jesus told. This is that. The shock of being forgiven a 10,000 talent debt. And then verse 28 says, that slave went out, found one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. A denarii is a day's wage for an average worker, a Roman soldier, or average workman. So that's maybe 3-4 months' work. Seized the man who owed him that, began to choke him and said, pay back what you owe. He fell on the ground and gave the same speech, have patience with me and I'll repay you. But he was unwilling, went and threw him in prison till he should pay back what he was owed. This is scandalous. The man has been forgiven an incalculable debt just because he asked. To anybody listening to the story, namely the disciples, who really are the audience in this portion of Matthew's gospel, the 18th chapter is directed at the disciples, may well have been in the house of Peter, and our Lord may have been holding one of the little children from Peter's own family there in Capernaum when he gave all of this. Now, they would have been outraged at the kind of behavior where a man is forgiven something that's incalculable and then goes and strangles somebody and throws him in the debtor's prison for a minor debt that could be paid back. And our Lord is teaching us a principle here. You can't accept the full forgiveness.